Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the conference call of Grupo Samuel to discuss about the results of the second quarter of 2019. Before we begin, I'd like to remind you that this call is being recorded. At this moment, all the participants are in the mute mode. The discussed information today might include expectations of the company regarding the financial performance and operational performance. Everything is subjected to uncertainty, and the final results could be materially different from the current expectations due to external or internal factors. Please consider that the conference will be held in Spanish with translation, simultaneous translation into English. Later there will be a moment session, Q&A session. Today, we will have Mr. Mario Bermúdez, Chief Financial Officer of Grupo Samuel, and Investor Relations, Angélica Piña. Now we will turn the call over to Ms. Angélica Piña. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. From April to June 2019, the consolidated total sales of Grupo Samuel increased 1.5%, totaling 12.5 billion pesos. The consolidated same-store sales were -0.1% during the quarter, while by format were -2.6% in Sears, 1.3% in Samuel, and -1.8% in Promotora Musical. The gross margin increased 10 basis points to 39% of the sales. By format, the growth in the gross margin of Samuel and Sears stood out with 120 and 20 basis points respectively, due to a mix of sales with greater share in fashion and restaurant. While the gross margin of Promotora Musical and other formats fell in 200 and 110 points respectively, the operating income decreased 10.1% with an operating margin of 8.6%. EBITDA decreased 5.7% with a margin of 13.2%. Both results are explained by an increase of operating expenses in all formats due to the higher electricity rate, increase in wages and salaries, and the cost of opening and recruiting personnel in the new stores. Financial expenses were less than those of the same period of previous year. This is explained by the favorable position and the exchange rate this quarter. Compared to the foreign exchange loss and the effects derived from the IFRS 16 in the second quarter 2018, the net income remained very similar in the second quarter, totaling 623 million pesos. The number of new cardholders was 207,000 Sears against the previous year. The loan portfolio totaled 11.6 billion pesos with an increase in credit income of 5.7%. The percentage of non-performing loans was 4.3%, improving compared to 4.9% the previous year. There was no bank debt at the end of June 2019, and the amount of cash and short-term investment totaled 1.2 billion pesos, decreasing 50.4% compared to the end of December 2018, considering the payment of suppliers, the opening of stores during the period, and the payment of dividends. As for new stores during the second quarter of the year, 200 stores were opened, which add up to the nine stores already inaugurated during the year. At the end of June, we closed with 1.2 million square meters commercial space. The estimated CapEx for 2019 was 1.5 million pesos and will be allocated to the efficiency of spaces and the remodeling and expansion of various formats, such as the Sears stores in Oaxaca and the Samuel chocolate factory in Mexico City. Capital investments also include improvements in logistics and distribution systems for both physical stores and e-commerce. Finally, on July 15 and 19, 2019, Investing Public was informed of the purchase of 33.27% of the share of Mexican company Miniso BF Holding S.R.L. of CV, which has important investment plan in the next three years in Mexico and Latin America. In Mexico, its expansion will generate around 1,670 direct jobs. With this, I conclude my general comments. Now we can proceed with the question and answer session. Thank you.
Thank you. From this moment on, we will have the Q&A session. First, we will start with the questions in Spanish. After that, we'll take English questions. At the moment, if you wish to make ask a question, please press asterisk and after that number one, the star button and number one. If you want to be added to the waiting list, please press the hash button. We have a question from Antonio Hernandez, Berkeley. Good morning. Hello. Thank you for your call. The question, can you repeat the breakdown and the expectation you have for the second half of the year on fears on the format that we can have an improvement? In the case of Sears, we have minus 2.6. In the case of Sanborns, minus 1.3. Promotora Musical, we have minus 2.8. Regarding the second quarter, we are optimistic. We hope to have a growth, better growth than the second quarter of the month. We hope that the acquisition in Mexico will help get better growth in the different formats of Group Sanborns. Is there any format where you expect a greater improvement? We consider that in the three main formats, we will have a possible growth, either Sears, Sanborns, and Productora Musical. And also, with the opening of the classes, that is an important engine in the national economy. Thank you very much. If you have a question, please press star one. We have other question, Jennifer Romero. Good morning. Could you provide me with more numbers regarding the acquisition multiple of the or the price of purchase? Also, a little more on your plan or strategy to enter in Sears. If you hope to see a growth in a short term on in the stores, thank you very much. Jennifer, good morning. The investment in the Mexican company of Miniso was based on the work we have developed for the latest 2 years. It was an important growth these 2 years. The projections are basically for the future, so we would appreciate that for the moment is called the 19th of July. That is what we can speak about. We hope an important growth in the operations of Miniso, Mexico, either in Mexico and Latin America as well, and Colombia, Chile, Peru, Panama, basically. In the case of Sears, we hope also to continue growing with the Sears format that helps us grow and keep the added value in Sears. We are working together with our sales areas and operation areas jointly with our credit part that we would joining activities to lead us to the growth. We have spoken about that. We are optimistic that we achieve that in the second quarter of the year. Thank you very much. So there's no more questions, so I will go back to Angelica Pena so that she addresses some words for closing. Thank you very much for connecting to this conference. Any additional question, we are at your service. Have a very good weekend.